Hi, I'm Stog. I edited the episode you're about to hear. So, a little backstory. The episode isn't perfect. The crew recorded with Lemon from the F Plus podcast for about an hour. A technical glitch happened and the recording was unusable, which resulted in going to Clips for Sale to record a new episode on the fly. Then something weird happened to the audio track, so I had to slow cook the episode in the editing process to work around the idiosyncrasies. Essentially, this recording is better than no episode at all. Also, the people of Extra Credit have set up a Patreon page on thefmind.us. They will be using the funds for better recording equipment and to pay for podcast-related charges. If you enjoy the podcast and contribute, they would love to have it. Grass Dragon is our first Patreon contributor. Thanks, Grass Dragon. Thanks, Grass Dragon. Thanks, Gas Dagdan. Dandan? That's your name, right? Extra Credit appreciates it. Now, on to the episode.
Isabel makes love upon national monuments with style and enthusiasm and anyone at all. Isabel's done Stonehenge and the Houses of Parliament, but so far little Isabel's never played the Albert Hall.
Hello and welcome to Extra Credit, the extra credit of podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Fruit Hag,
meaty Chinese girl with nice big ones squeezed under a tight South Park shirt, but she has no idea what South Park is.
How dare she? Ganymede.
Since yogurt and banana are good for naked skin, Eva decides to bathe in yogurt and scrub her skin with a smashed banana.
Mythos Santa.
Home invasion, BBW overcomes lizard man, attack while twerking with butt crack out, stomps his balls and sits on his face. Full version, part 1 and part 2, HD 720p, WMV.
Oh my god.
Sherman Tank.
Rage, goddess, sing the praise of Minnesota's son, Lemon. Murderous, doomed, that cost the ridiculous countless nightmares.
From the F Plus podcast, Lemon.
Description coming soon. Price
$59.99. Oh my god! What a deal.
And Amelia Blank. Lemon inflates and rides a beach ball. Hi, Extra Credit.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Blank.
Hi, Lemon. Sorry, I'm in a weird place for some reason. Anyway, hi, Lemon.
Hi.
So, how are you?
I'm okay. I feel like I'm in this, like, weird, sort of spectral tunnel where I feel like we've just started recording, but I kind of feel like I've already been here for an hour.
Yeah. I got that feeling, too.
That doesn't make sense. That seems like something that would happen if we were all really bad at this.
I think it might be like a seasonal depression thing.
Oh, that makes sense. I should get one of those. I should get one of those lights that you put above your
like a sun lamp.
Yeah, or the ones that there's ones that you can actually put on your hat. Like you can have like a light that like hangs down from the brim of your hat, and then you go like, and then you go, hey, and then all the ladies are really impressed with you.
Well, now I have a new thing to imagine Stog wears. So, we're not going to talk about any of that. Right now, we're going to talk about Clips for Sale. Yay!
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 I love selling clips.
To start with, let's have Lemon here. Why don't you read about Lemon Squeeze?
Oh, I can read about the Lemon Squeeze. All right. So the Lemon Squeeze. It's 2 minutes long. It's not going to take too much room on your hard drive, only 57 megs. It is in Windows Media format, so that'll be nice for you. 640 by 480, of course. Let me tell you a little bit about Lemon Squeeze.
Okay.
Half of a lemon is in Natasha's big and stunning hands. It is in good hands. Actually, in the best hands, but I can't say it is safe in there. So it's the best hands for other things other than the lemon.
Yes.
Natasha squeezes the lemon first, using only her long, slim fingers. The juice bursts out while her clear, polished nails go deep into the lemon. She puts it in her big palm and finishes it off by squeezing every drop there is in that poor lemon. The other half has the privilege to be in the beautiful hands
privilege.
of...
E-
privilege. the beautiful hands of Yvonne. Yvonne's hand is smaller than Natasha's, but can do the same damage. I know, you would look at the size of her hands and you'd be like, those hands are clearly too small to crush half of a lemon.
Tiny baby hands, not strong for Mother Russia.
You need to get some of those executive toys to work your way up to squeezing half of a lemon. Anyway, she shoves her bright orange, red, nail-polished, natural fingernails into the lemon as the drops of juice slide down her fingers. She uses all the power in her feminine hands to flatten the lemon completely and then throws it away. The category may surprise you.
Oh, clowns?
Hand fetish.
Oh, okay.
Someone used the word phone book a minute ago, and I thought it'd be funny to search clips for sale for the word phone book.
Oh, yeah.
Bring
it.
Dead.
No. Give me one. Is there somebody just reading the phone book?
That's what I was looking for. I didn't find it. There's a self-busting phone book in the category ball busting.
Okay, that makes sense.
There's phone book cock crush.
Phone book cock
How
crush?
How thick is this phone book?
Yeah.
Is that an iPhone app? What the fuck?
Natasha Flade falls for the phone book trick. Hashtag bondage. Hashtag gagged. Hashtag did. Hashtag topless.
That ordering of words means that somebody is crushing a phone book with their cock.
It's just compacting
it. Is it bunny bread?
Yes.
There are videos of people ripping phone books in half, which
of course there are.
Impressive enough without the
fetish material, actually, yeah.
No, it's just people being impressed.
That I would buy. I would actually buy a video of some guy ripping a phone book in half and then a bunch of, like, Romanian prostitutes or whatever looking impressed by it. It's just a quick cutaway shot.
Lucky you, there's 64 pages of phone book on Clips for Sale, so you're going to find your product.
So I'm a Fem No Space Fingernails co.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And secretly admiring big hands. Elodie is sound asleep on the couch when her roommate Natasha comes in. Natasha, in her school uniform, sits beside the bed and is texting on her phone. When she realizes how beautiful Elodie's huge hand is just hanging on the bed, .. right in front of her. Natasha always loved big hands. But alas, she has small ones. But they are beautiful as well. She starts cuddling them, touching them, .. She has a need to compare Elodie's giant hands with her petite hands, comma, every finger, every nail. When Elodie wakes up, she grabs her phone and acts like she wasn't just touching her until Elodie falls asleep. She can't just help herself. Or she just can't help herself. She feels an urge to smell and kiss her feminine hand, comma, to feel her palm against beneath her soft lips. Elodie wakes up and sees her, but she is glad she finally caught, spelled very wrong, her just to tell her that it's okay. .. She doesn't have to do it so secretly. They touch their beautiful hands and cuddle, comma, kissing their hands at the same time. Fetish! Hand fetish, finger fetish, fingernail fetish, school uniform, category, hand fetish, related categories, n/A, keywords, big hands, price, $5.99 USD.
In the sidebar, there's a video called Forearm Side Effect, and the idea of the video, apparently, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but apparently,
forehand side effect fantasy. Juanita has a bad headache. She decided to take a pill to make her feel better. But silly Juanita read the side effects after she took the medicine, and now she has possible limb and growth expansion.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so she grows two extra arms is the idea of the video, and it's making me wonder.
Do they do animatronics like Goro from Mortal Kombat?
No, it's just sitting behind
GIF
her.
GIF isn't
arms.
Loaded for me, so but I just see this like woman like staring at.
It's. I have to ask. Like, did somebody say to this person, "Hey, I've got a fetish for women growing forearms after taking a pill to help their headache"?
Yes, they did.
Or are they just? Is it just like scattershot? Like, maybe if I make this video, someone will jerk off to it.
Oh no, that's absolutely the Clips for Sale thing. Is that Like, everyone's trying to find their own particular niche.
Throw enough shit at the wall and
see.
Which is also
so everyone's clip. Just trying to find, like... So I was just now,
quickly search clips for sale for throwing
shit.
Oh
god,
at the
do you really want to see the results?
Nope, not really doing that.
I just searched for Harry Potter and nothing, I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, you didn't search right. It's definitely in there. So yeah. I was going through the selector on the homepage, and there's lots and lots and lots of categories. You got Spanking FF, Spanking FM, Spanking MF, Spanking MM, Spanking POV. I don't know if that's hand or butt, but that's funny.
I put a GoPro on my wrist.
There's a category for Rockabilly.
Oh no!
So I mean, that's fun.
Freak out.
And so there's about I'd say about like maybe 300 different rockabilly clips.
Does anyone have an interest in watching me eat yogurt for 4 minutes for $5?
I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, sell me on it.
Let me just hit you with this hot pitch.
What's up?
I love dairy. Right? And anything creamy. Today, I found this awesome organic cream top yogurt. I just had to have it. Our podcast, by the way, is it sponsored by Yoplait.
Is this what that Jamie Lee Curtis kept advertising is about?
No, that's Activia. That's the pooping yogurt.
Whatever it is, it's the only thing on Clips for Sale that can be described as vanilla. I get it out of the fridge. Lean on the counter and open up my yummy late-night snack. I can already see the white cream top. It tastes heavenly. The cream gets all over my lips. I play with my yogurt a bit and also open up my mouth, big and wide, a few times. So you can see how the white cream looks in my mouth. Winky, smiley face.
Oh, thank God.
At the end of my snack, I unzip my hoodie, revealing my bare breasts underneath. I put some cold yogurt on my tit and lick it off.
Got me again.
It's yummy any which way I eat it. Another winky smiley face. Tags, food eating, mouth fetish, tongue fetish, uvula fetish, lip fetish, tit play.
Oh my god, I hope tit play is the name of the yogurt.
I have a uvula fetish, but not a mouth fetish. It's really hard for me.
Oh my god, there's goldfish vor.
So,
yes.
So, yes. Amelia Blank, I have a question for you. So, I'm looking here. There's so many categories on Clips for Sale. It's pretty amazing. I just like the category of ugly. I just think that's a funny.
Nice.
I also think that underboob is a funny category. But I have clicked on neither of these, and I don't understand either of them. So I'm hoping you can help me out here. Which do you think would be more interesting? Towel fetish? Or transfer fetish?
Is this transferring data or like transferring from one bus to the other?
I don't. I haven't clicked yet. I don't know.
I'm going to think of a transfer because I want to know what...
Okay. This is good. This is good. Okay. So it's all...
I don't believe you.
So transfer fetish is all like anamorph stuff?
Oh boy!
So it's all like ladies hypnotize guys, and then they have animal faces.
Good.
I hope we get some classic like universal monsters.
Well, with editing cutaway. Yeah, no,
I know how it happens in the video now.
Yep. Yes, you do. So. So I'm going to read you the description of one of these transfer fetish videos, okay? So Dakota and Hazel need to pee, so they make a deal who can hold it longer. Again, that the word so is employed. So they both need to pee, so therefore neither of them pee. Okay, so they are squirming and trying to hold it, but Dakota can't wait. She squats on the sink and starts to pee. When she's done, she spray her vagina clean. Not her vulva, she actually sprays her vagina clean. Then, since Dakota lost, Hazel sits on the other side of the sink and pees, and Dakota squarts her pussy with the water. They're both feeling better with Reliviae.
Me too.
I mean, it always makes me feel better, Relivier.
Whenever my friend Relivier comes around, I always feel a lot better. Hey, quick question. How do I make the GIFs not play automatically?
You can't.
You just gotta embrace them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can disable GIFs one by one, but...
So I'm Harry Potter's diapered girlfriend, mm-hmm. and a cupcake is the newest addition to the Hogwarts family, and her favorite pastime, spelled wrong, is watching the dreamy Harry Potter practice Quidditch. Ooh. One day after cheering him on, she wondered... I forgot the right accent. I'm Harry Potter's diapered girlfriend. Cupcake is the newest addition to the Hogwarts family, and her favorite pastime... is watching the dreamy Harry Potter practice Quidditch. One day, while cheering him on, she wonders what he's thinking about, and after using her magic ... realizes it's diapers. Harry Potter has a diaper fetish. Stunned at first, Cupcake then decides to transform herself into a diaper girl to get Harry's attention. After she casts her spell, she cheers him on, lifts his skirt to reveal her diaper, and watches him crash!
Does that transformation just involve putting on a diaper?
Harry. There's a category called abused shoes.
Cupcake comforts Harry, and then they spend the day together as Cupcake Charlie shows off her diaper in the park and around the dormitory. Harry changes her diaper and even gives her a special magic wand, and Cupcake is more than delighted to make magic happen in her thick diapers. Category, diaper fetish, adult, related categories, adult diaper, POV, erotic magic.
Man, Monty Python really went downhill.
Yeah, once John Cleese
my
left.
My throat hurts listening to you.
Category, spam.
Listen, there's an important thing to know, which is that Zekka just put something into the chat. Okay, so Amazon goddess man-eating ass 13 episode 1 humiliating and forcing tinies to eat and fuck ass HD?
Man, George Lucas has really lost the plot.
So this will only cost you $11, it's in the category of Amazons. So... Tiny captives humiliated and forced to eat and fuck ass! Amazon goddess is trying to select which bot gerbil will do a good job in licking her giant asshole clean. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe! She laughs, staring down at the miniature crowd trapped inside of the hamster cage. Having decided that the lucky critter will be chosen by his ability to amuse her! With his ass munching talents, one is ordered to lick and eat the mini butthole of one of the women.
I got 18 mini buttholes.
They come like 15 to a bag, and they're really low calories.
Get them at Dunkin' Donuts.
While jeering on the tiny and inward, when suddenly she notices one of the tinies has a boner and is actually beating off in the corner of the cage. WTF! Humiliated, the little guy must now finish himself off in front of everyone by forced anal fucking! And then a bunch of tags.
So I've got something for you all.
Yeah, what do you have? What do you have?
Wedgies in Wonderland!
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Wedgies in Wonderland?
Roxy Ray wakes up in the bedroom from what has been a really weird dream. Roxy has panties on her head over her face and sees her sister, Scarlet, sitting next to her as her eyes open. Scarlet tells her sister, Roxy, that she fell asleep hard and wasn't waking up. Roxy, excited, starts on her dream and tries to tell her sister everything she experienced and how she didn't find the white rabbit. Scarlet tells Roxy she heard that people can go there and find the white rabbit by going, and I quote, through the good-looking ass. Through the good-looking ass.
What?
Oh, there are so
many. I mean,
so
it's not bad. I mean, I like it.
Roxy is not amused and takes this to mean her giving her sister a wedgie. Roxy gives Scarlet huge wedgies and Melvins in her panties, using them to pull her sister into the bathroom. Mad, Roxy opens the toilet.
Tom Waits is laying down the fat beats these days.
Love it.
And shoves Scarlet Head in, giving her wedgies and swirlies as she flushes the toilet.
Pulling this is about Scarlet's five panties. Separate F-plus episodes in one video
as far
description.
Up her, quote, good-looking ass as possible, and then giving her more swirlies to send her down the rabbit hole. I can't.
I liked the eventual rhythm you hit with that. It was like beat poetry after
yeah,
a point.
Yeah, I know. It just... This thumbnail is making me wish I was dead.
Oh, here's a funny category. It's called Make Love Not Porn hyphen MLNP. Oh, I have no idea what that could
this whole time.
Possibly mean.
There's no way the people didn't hear me upstairs.
I will tell you, there's 466 clips for vaping.
Only 466?
That's plenty.
Yeah.
That's not that many.
Yeah, that's the...
How many are there for butt vaping?
Let's...
I guess...
No, I copyrighted that. They can't.
That's a good question.
That's patented. Now, I'm gonna read...
We yes. found 27 clips with butt vaping!
Stop. I'm gonna read... I'm gonna read something, and I want you to tell me how much you would pay for this.
Alrighty.
Okay, this is a good game.
I like this game.
Wearing hair rollers, skinny girl puts on face mask. I reverber while in hair rollers and fresh from the bath, has in hair rollers and puts on a face mask. So while she's wearing hair rollers, she has hair rollers in. She is wearing a thin... she is wearing a thin rob and in the bathroom. There is no nudity, but at some close-ups you can see her nipples ticking through the thin robe. How much would you pay for that?
Oh my god.
Nothing.
Boy, I don't even understand who you're trying to catch in your fetish net there.
Well, I can tell you, it's people who are into perm rod / roller sets.
Okay, I mean...
Is there any way that someone could pay me to watch it?
Let's see, $2.99.
$6.
Okay. You know, I understand that, sexuality is a spectrum, and people like different things.
Wait, what does sexuality have to do with this?
Well, but when this person says, showing off bruises from wrestling and biting makes me wet,
oh, God.
I don't believe her. I don't. No, it doesn't.
Well, that's because it's said with that creepy, dead-eyed monotone.
Betty Page spelled incorrectly has 426 results, which is the same amount for Betty Page spelled correctly.
Yeah. Whoa.
I want to unbutton my coat, see? Request.
What?
I love seeing you wearing fur.
Yeah, see?
You look stunning and beautiful in them. I would love to see you wearing the furs and finding yourself feeling quite animalistic wearing them. That turns you into a naughty woman. You stroke and rub the fur all over your body. Category zippering.
You got yourself a deal.
Related categories. Down jacket, cock tees, high heels. Wait, how much do you want to pay her to see her unzip a fur jacket over 8 minutes?
$35.
$8.99.
Ooh,
wow. You usually get I've noticed the pattern is $1 a minute plus $1. Oh, I have one. Feel and Cream Christmas Carol -2. Feel It had a zombie dream about Cream who gets back from her Christmas party. When he awake, Feel realized Cream is not the same girl. Zombie fucking POV action.
Are we the zombie or the fucker?
Bad news, you guys. I found there are 93 clips with the search Metal Gear, but none of them are for Metal Gear. But I did find Jessica Simpson clog racing.
I would love it if you stumbled across somebody's, Let's Play of Metal Gear on Clips for Sale. Divvied up into 5-minute parts.
I cannot.
I finally figured out how to monetize this shit.
If that starts working, Darkside Phil would be so on it.
That's my fetish.
Let me tell you something about Black Widow.
Okay. The Marvel character or the bug?
Well, she kind of looks like a Marvel character. So I found this video in the category of yawning.
God.
And Black Widow, Witch, and Nasty Bitch. She wants to feel in her throat your dick. She yawns very wide. Her black scary mouth are deep. It devours you and your dick.
Not my dick.
No.
Sort of a like, kind of an E. Cummings.
Yeah, yeah. It was very or T.S. Eliot. I was feeling more T.S. Eliot.
I found a $6 video of a girl making a duck face for 5 minutes. Do you like my duck face? It's so sexy.
I found a video. This is a Dom scenario called "You fucked up the economy."
Oh, yes! Yes!
I'm certain there's some like Wall Street banker who totally jerked off to that.
No, it's fucking Henry Paulson erotica.
Guess what, freak? Remember that crash in the economy? Well, it was your fault, but your mistresses know exactly how you can fix it.
How?
Visit my website, Mistress Kiara's Fim Dom Dungeon. Want to serve my friends as well? Check out Financial Domination.
Man, so what? I'm the darling's XXX, and Donald Trump bitching rudely, interrupted by nasty burps. WMV, full D, HD, 1080p. I have strong feelings. And anxiety burping always gets in the way of me stating my opinions.
Burping.
This clips anxiety is no different. Burping. In this would-be political overview, I struggle to explain my distaste for presidential candidate Donald Trump, but my anxiety is high because he is so irritating, and I'm having a hard time getting my words out. Category, burping. Related categories, burping, blondes, bloated belly.
Remote control titties, MP4.
I love that Beck song.
This clip,
we're living in the future.
This clip features real-time inflation. BR. What? I don't know why that's.
Now hold on. There's two different things that could mean.
Did you say real tongue inflation?
Real-time inflation.
A real-time inflation.
No.
Okay.
All right. Can someone please read this thing that I'm about to link? It's really short, but it's so.
I feel good. Like Mythos hasn't really said anything.
Just everybody look at the picture and enjoy it.
Ignore. I ignore you to browse Reddit. I don't even care enough about you to turn the light on. I bet you'll buy this clip anyway. Loser!
Oh no! Listen, how much to buy that video?
Listen, I can go live with my ex again for free.
Excellent.
Oh my god. This is $11 for
it's
7
$11!
Minutes.
So many people misspell things on Clips for Sale that when I start typing things, autocomplete wants to suggest misspelled words.
I've noticed that too. Yeah, it's pretty great.
I cannot believe there are 1,196 clips tagged match lighting fetish.
I guess I can see it. I mean,
do you guys want to pay $8 for 7 minutes of someone shaving someone's nape?
No. Pay $8 for what now?
Hot damn, did you say nape shaving?
Yeah, it's 7 minutes for $8 of someone having their long hair cut down to the nape of their neck.
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
What I love about the category list is you'll be scrolling down like, ha, that's kind of fun. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of the categories that I find confusing in Clips for Sale is one of the categories is XXX pornography. Like, that seems like a weird
here?
Place.
To be honest with you, there's some porn on here that like isn't really porn. There's nothing sexy about it. There's no nudity. There's no penetration. No
well,
even
no, but
action.
That's my point. Is that it's like if there's a video that's just like a dick going in a cunt. Like I feel like this is
ew,
not the
gross.
Right site for that. Yeah.
Why is what? There's a category
like you can just,
called.
Just go on Pornhub. What? Like what are you doing in the
there's
the bad
a category
porn
called
porn
unaware
Jesus.
Giantess.
Yeah, I was looking at that one. It's fun.
Oh God, I was hoping to find. I looked up tea because I was hoping to find like somebody like making tea naked, but it's
Hey,
and
can I?
That makes me sad.
I think the scariest thing about recording this is just knowing that at any moment one of us might, like, in a sort of horror movie moment, just suddenly drop out as we discover our own fetish and start jerking off.
Hey,
God damn it.
Can I read something Zekka posted?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Destroying your video games. While you were gone, I discovered your massive video game collection and decided it needed to go. So I destroy every game with my platform high heels, enjoying myself while doing so. But don't worry. I recorded myself crushing your games so you can relish every second over and over again, too. And remember to clean up your broken toys and throw them away like a good pet.
Have you noticed with the woman that's destroying the video games with her platform heels, like, how difficult it is for her?
Holy shit. Yeah, this is actually kind of a feat of acrobatic balance. I'm actually sort of impressed. How the fuck does she do that? Seriously.
From the same lady as the video game destroying. This is called Christmas Stocking. Have you been a good boy this year? Because only good boys who obey their mistress's every word get a treat for Christmas. If not, you might wake up to find a lump of coal in your stocking. That's why it's important to follow my every instruction, even if it gives you pain. I plan to make you suffer for your pleasure only after minutes of teasing you with my stocking-clad feet. No stroking, no release, just endlessly edge to my stocking soles until I allow you to come. Category, cum-swallowing instructions.
Spoilers.
I don't know, just swallow it.
It's like, I guess your mouth.
I'm just looking at the front page and I'm just going to read the name of a video and the category.
Yeah.
Enema brats. Category, woman following orders.
Is Enema brats the name of the studio?
Oh, yeah, sorry, you're right. That's not the name of the video, that's the name of the studio. There's a studio called Enema Brats.
Yeah, they print up their own embroidered jackets.
Oh, I thought they sold, like, cheap knockoff dolls. Toys. Yeah.
These anime brats have a passion for fashion.
I searched for jury duty and it worked.
Oh, shit. I have jury duty in a week. Tell me about this.
Read it, jury duty now? Read it.
Oh, my God. Jury duty gone wrong. A WIMV format.
Yeah, here's half an hour of jury duty goes wrong for
jury
24
duty
bucks.
Goes wrong. Hung jury. No.
May Lai has been called for jury duty in the court. During the trial of a dangerous criminal, she's so scared but willing to accomplish her civic duty. Isn't that erotic? But a couple of hours before the trial, the crazy sister
Nothing
of the criminal,
sexier than doing your civic duty.
Played by Chrissy Marie, beats into May's house. She won't let her show up at court. Chrissy hand gags May while explain her she'll keep her tied up in her house. Then she ties May's hands behind her back, steals a dirty panty from the laundry, and stuffs it in May's mouth, and finally shuts her mouth with duct tape. May is left all tied up, gagged, and humiliated while Chrissy escapes. Although May struggles for hours, her bonds are too tight, and she can't get free. Video in WIMV format, easier to download, less resolution. Can I just point out that if she didn't show up for jury duty, she'd just get replaced with one of, like, the other 90 people they call for the first round of jury duty while they pick jurors?
Why would they need a plan B for somebody showing up to jury duty?
Suck my snot, sicko!
Suck your what there?
Suck my snot, sicko! I had a cold all week, and it's the worst in the morning. I get so congested. So lucky for you, you sick fucks out there. I thought I might as well capitalize on your sick fetish. While she's being route and honest, I found my nasty nose blowing every morning and made a complication.
Noah blows his nose every day for 5 years.
a compilation for you. So you like the thought of a girl blowing your nose in a tissue? You like the thought of slurping my snot? Ew!
Not really, loser.
Oh,
okay.
Shot after shot of hot nose blowing action.
P.S. This fetish exists, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a dog? It should be a dog.
Here's a fetish that apparently exists. Gigantic jar of pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Claire is in the mood for a crunchy snack, so she opens up a humongous half-gallon jar of pickles.
She starts
by slowly sucking on a big fat one very upset.
Hell yeah!
Then chomps it down after sucking all the tangy juice off. She okay. picks up another one and comments on how it looks dick-shaped and has a big head on it. And then she bites the
Hey, it does!
off with a wicked okay. smile and giggle. She plaps her way through pickle after pickle after pickle, unable to stop shoving the salty, yummy snacks into her mouth. As her belly starts to become full, she shows it to you from every angle and comments on how stuffed she is getting from the insane amount of pickle she's shoving into her stomach. She keeps eating more, licking and sucking all the juice off of some of the pickles before chewing them and shoving them down her throat. Most of them she just chows right down, though. She rips an occasional great burp between chewing and several huge, long, loud belches. She even has a couple of loud, squeaky, random hiccups. When she's down to the last few pickles, she lets out a ginormous, powerful belch, followed by a cute little fart that makes her giggle. She actually makes it through the entire jar of pickles and is absolutely miserable by the time she's finished. And very, very, very visibly stuffed. When she eats her very last pickle, she gets extremely close to you, right up close on her throat so you can see and hear her swallow in great detail. Listen to that juicy wad of mashed up pickles sliding down her throat.
Does she have one of those, like, Call of Duty mics on her throat so that, like...
She even
it's ASMR pickle swallowing.
Wait, there's a little. It's almost over. She even comments on how it looks like she is carrying in her belly. It's so bloated and bulging out. This video costs $25.
How many minutes?
It's 39 minutes long.
That's actually, I think, it's the best bargain so far. Bargain I've ever seen on Clips for Sale. In terms of, like, footage per minute, that is, like, the cheapest thing I've ever seen on Clips for Sale.
Lemon, I need you to tell me about, I will mesmerize you into becoming my Bitcoin slave.
Oh, yeah, I want to do that. I want to turn one of y'all motherfuckers into my Bitcoin slave. Give me the link.
Okay.
So this is Sexy Saffron. This is one of her 1,124 videos.
Oh my god.
She's a busy lady. She does a lot of, like, findom, sissy cuckold slave, video game blowjob, GTA 5.
I will mesmerize you into becoming my Bitcoin slave. Look deeply into my eyes. Feel your body and mind relaxing. Give control of your mind to me. Now, give me all your bitcoins! Yes!
Go.
All of them!
Oh, feel no! Your hard time my overheating. Fortune!
And earn more for me every day, too. When I clap my hands, you will awaken and remember nothing of this trance, but you will certainly still give me all your bitcoins!
I thought you were different, but you're just like all the other women.
The category is financial domination, and I wish it was financial domination.
Yeah, I got nothing for you. Sorry, you can mesmerize me all you want. You're not getting a fucking bitcoin out of me. Holy shit, this Saffron lady has a video that it's like her in a kitchen and there's like a million fucking pounds of bacon on the counter.
It's just called nerd bait.
Oh, I dominated God. You for your cured ham. Who's laughing now?
You will give me all your bacon narwhal bitcoins.
I'm still on Lady Saffron's page, and it's mostly blowjobs, but she's actually got a video where she's giving a blowjob to a guy who's on a heart monitor, and then you see in picture his heart rate during the blowjob.
is he in urgent care, or is this just for experiment?
No, it's just a useful HUD, that's all.
She had so much Bitcoin money left over that she just bought a bunch of medical equipment.
Jesus what Christ. What the fuck did we learn?
I learned that I shouldn't have recorded this podcast at work.
I learned, or rather, I had reinforced, Clips for Sale is the abyss that looks back at you.
No, you know what? You know what I actually kind of learned? I feel like I got an insight to the sort of fetish mindset, because I said this earlier, but I really did find that the more I looked at these weird-ass thumbnails of the most bonkers shit I've ever seen, when I would then, like, mouse over something and it would just be, like, a naked woman, like, sucking a dude's dick, I would be like, that's kind of weird. And, like, it was, like, so, like, I would get so caught off guard by it. I'm like, whoa, what's happening right now? And I guess, is that what it's like to be this kind of person?
I think that's how your mind moves, because then when you see, you know, just regular old, like, cock and cunt pornography, it's like, well, that is lame. Like, that is what the normies do.
It's almost like people who are, like, on fucking, like, hardcore drugs, and they can't experience anything else other than, like, that shit.
Yeah, there is a certain addiction.
Sale is a hell of a drug.
There is a certain addiction quality to it, because, you know, you the way I think it works is, you know, because these people are completely socially inept, completely cut off from the rest of society because they're completely irredeemable moron perverts, they start off like just watching regular porn, and then they, after a while, it gets boring to them, so it keeps escalating and escalating until they have to, like, search for a woman trampling on avocados, but it has to be spelled wrong. The word avocado has to be spelled wrong, or they can't get off.
Francine types avocado.
I've also learned that Lemon is a consummate professional, and you really need a good doc to make a good episode.
How'd you learn that? I learned that
adversity can bring things together.
Because this was great, and we only had four things about it, and we only read one of them.
All right. If you want...
I learned that I shouldn't drink in podcasts.
Yeah,
I think we all learned that.
Never again.
And if you want to make mountains out of molehills, come on down to Ball Pit. It's BALLP.IT.
Where can we find you, Lemon?
You know that.
I hear he runs a show that's actually slightly similar to ours. In a...
I don't know what you're talking about. Our website is thefmin.us. Because... And you can find our episodes and a donate page and stuff. I almost said donut page, but that'd be better. All right, bye.
On the meat in a sandwich of monumental love, with old pole-faced Wordsworth unblinking beneath, and a bright-eyed young archdeacon breathless above. Many a stony-faced statue has flickered its eyes and swayed to the rhythm of her little panting cries. But oh, wretched Albert, never yet has known his...